All right. Y'all ready?
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on?
It's your man, G-Man.
I'm Ro.
And it's Gerard.
Hey. So this is another episode, our first episode on...
Live.
Yeah, live. That's what's up. I mean, like, we're keeping it real over here.
Yeah.
I mean, we ain't transparent.
I mean,
we transparent.
Yeah, we
transparent. So, yeah. Look, I mean, but we ain't fake.
No.
But we keep it real.
That's the plan, right?
I mean, what do you think, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How y'all week going so far?
Not too bad.
Yeah, my week going pretty good. I can't complain.
Nice tulip glass you got there. I will say that, you know, on my end of things, everything is great. You know, I have two people that is elevating not only the company, but myself. So all three of us and itself can get to greatness. Not going to lie to you, that rhyme. Harder than DMC.
You said DMC.
Run DMC.
Okay, I got you. I thought you were talking about
I'm telling you, that's that double entendre. So we ain't ready for it.
Oh no, shoot, not the double. Not the double what?
Huh?
Double what?
What?
What you say?
I don't know. What
you say?
Huh?
Entendre.
What's yourself?
But we
but we here though.
It's yeah. Right. I mean, look, I'll tell you this, man. I'll tell you this. Work is just work. Like I said, when I was in the restaurant industry, there was a bunch of different kind of situation. You know what I'm saying? And when you deal with like high school kids and college kids and all that stuff like that, they will handicap you.
Yeah.
And you know, what I'm doing right now and all that stuff like that, they actually like, help me out, but it still don't matter. Cause guess what? They still do the same thing like the high school kids.
Exactly.
How about your job, bro?
My shit is, you know, it is what it is. The shit is rough every day. No help, but I'm used to it. I'm used to it.
So, I mean, like I was telling you this, man, I was telling you and Ro this a couple of episodes ago. I was like, your family, your mom and dad, and still in you guys, good work ethic. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the way you feel about work and all that stuff like that, look, you ain't gonna say that out loud. He ain't gonna say that out loud, and I'm not gonna say that out loud. You know what I'm saying? Because we got that good work ethic, you know what I'm saying? Because it was actually passed through us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So think about your kids and think about, I don't know if this dude right here got any kids.
I don't have no parents.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay.
You sure?
Yeah. How hard to do that when you scissor?
You don't, wow. You no kids out there in the field.
It's the look after.
You ain't got none. You ain't perpetrating. But you penetrate.
I mean, it depends on who you ask.
You ain't got acres?
Oh.
Louis Vuitton. You Louis Vuitton her.
This is true. Pocketbook.
Hey. I understand.
Side.
Yeah.
Y'all on tonight.
But I mean, like, but it just like passed down to us as individual. So our parents actually instill in us good work ethic, and we see them work. We see them work and all the stuff like that. We were able to actually catch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we were able to actually instill that in our life, so our kids can see that and all that stuff like that. But you sure you got no kids out there?
I mean, not that I know of. It's gonna be tight. It's gonna be kind of hard to do. you know.
You sure you ain't lying about no kids now?
No. I don't see how anybody can lie about kids. Because if the kid look like you, it's kind of hard to do it. I don't think nobody would do it, but I can't do it. Because I don't have any, you know. Kind of hard to do that when you got a bill, ho.
For what? For what? What is a bill for?
Oh, I forgot.
Explain.
A coin purse.
So that means if you got a bill for, you keep quarters, dime,
like,
nickels.
Yeah, like a coin purse, you squeeze like this and then you let it go, like, then you gotta, so if you have another one, then it just goes on top like this.
I'm kind of confused. Like look, I'm kind of confused. Why you being so white right now?
I don't know. I'm gonna say nothing. If you'll be like,
what's, look, I'm dark-handed. Look, put your hands up.
I don't know.
What the freak?
That's because I think what it is because, you know, we don't have the work ethic.
So you got the alopecia on your hand?
It's the alopecia of not working. Because you don't know what work is. Other people know what work is, but other people don't.
So you play with that blow-up doll.
That could be it.
Hmm?
That could be it. Because when you blow up, you're like,
Trumpet, saxophone.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, what do you think, man? I mean, do you hear him playing it? Do that sound like a saxophone or what? A clarinet?
I think it depends. When it fully blows up, it lands on the railroad track. So who knows? Yeah.
I'm kind of confused. I mean, so when it, do you have to call a gas man to get that?
I don't know. It could be like Acme because it depends on who's all included while it's on the railroad track. Because when it expands, it depends on what's in the front seat, back seat. You know.
Natural gas.
Could be natural. It could be a natural explosion. Because it depends on if it's going to be 30 to 60 days of it bleeding out. Is what I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah. It just all depends.
Yeah, I'm at
some people bleed out like 7. Other people bleed out like 60 to 90. Yeah. Like it's a net 30 or net 60 or net 90. Mm-hmm. Like it's a beating.
I don't know. Yeah, with you, man. Look. I don't know. So net 60 is the you could throw them on the track, right?
Yeah.
On net 60. But net 90 you need to pull it off.
Unless you're going to put a baseball bat to the TV.
What I will say is...
So how your day been?
What I will say is... I don't really know what y'all are talking about because, you know, I've had to have people uplift me and I guess put me on their shoulders or whatever, like, you know what I mean? From the aspect of, you know, trying to boost me up, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like they're my, you know, like a father figure. And what I can understand is, how's that possible?
Because you ain't got no daddy.
Anybody that's supposed to be in that group, all their houses are fucked up.
Oh.
Just saying.
Oh.
I'm just saying. That's what was said. You know what I mean? When people feel like they doing me a favor.
What kind of favor?
Doing me a favor by talking to me. The thing about it was, I was fine right where I was in Greensboro. I was fine. You know?
But that was,
that's what's being said around the water cooler. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about what's the name of the guy, the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And then he used to always take the water cooler, not the water cooler, but he used to always go out. Adam Sandler movie, and they used to call him Water Boy.
Oh yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, Water Boy. Oh, I thought you were talking about Radio. Oh, you're talking about Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna talk about which.
So you talking about Radio?
I don't Radio.
No, I was talking about Adam Sandler. Remember, he played in that movie and all of a sudden, like,
yeah, with the mom talking about the, yeah, you trying to play some food,
but yeah. So that's how the way you feel, bro. You know what I'm saying? So on this side right here, this bro said he trying to feel, he feel like radio. Are you crip walking? That's how the way it is?
No. Nah. Oh. Oh. I thought it was the, like that. Like
oh, claw. You got the, okay, the claw.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, you know, when the radio slip out your hand, you got to wrestle with it to catch it.
So you got to make sure that you grab it with the claw.
Yeah, wrap the claw.
Okay. I'm there with you now.
Because it's like Friday night. It's like Friday night light, so it's on a Friday. So you got to catch it.
It's
huh?
It's like Friday night SmackDown because that's a wrestler move.
I thought it was Thursday. I see you trying to shift it.
No, he look.
Friday
he
night just, SmackDown.
He, no, look.
Somebody, no, did you know that there's a wrestling match in Chester on Friday?
I heard that you were wrestling there in Chester. Is that true?
I don't know nothing about it, but you got to grapple.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know you could grapple, but you work so much. But then that will be the working so much because you got to grapple and everything, you know.
So, my question to you guys is that, like, when a lie is a lie, and when, I mean, like, how do you respond to a lie?
You don't respond to a lie because a lie isn't a lie if the lie isn't a lion in a graveyard with cotton candy
and candy apples. Don't forget.
And candy apples.
Yeah.
In some form of fashion. In some form of fashion.
So who control that though? So who control a lie?
I think people who control a lie is the people that don't realize that other people know that it's a lie, but then those other people know all the truths what's in the lie.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't know though. Because those people could be drunks.
So think about it for a second. So that is like telling you right now, I'm going to give you a Coke. And you know for a fact that it's a Coke Zero.
Right.
Is that a lie that I'm giving you? Because you say you want a Coke Zero, right? True. Coke Zero. So I actually sat there and I gave you a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the paper off of it. Mm-hmm. And you taste it, you like, you should know if it's a Coke Zero or a Coke, right?
It depends. Did I pop my neck and also pop my knuckles?
What kind of knuckles now? I mean, you got to be very careful these days now. You got to actually be honest with the knuckles that you pop in.
Finger knuckles.
Not toe knuckles?
Could have been.
Ankle knuckles?
It depends on who's seen it.
Okay.
Because if they didn't see it, then who knows the actual knuckles? Because when it's 1988 and pushing weight, but you the ballerina, and I seen you.
So, okay, so for a minute, man, let me just interview you for a second.
Okay.
Okay, so we sitting up here, we chilling,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people feel as though that you need to actually explain yourself to certain individuals. Do you feel that you need to explain yourself to anybody? I'm just saying. Do you owe them that title?
No.
But they want to know what's wrong with Ro.
I mean, I guess I owe them something.
Well, you owe them, though.
I feel like I owe them nothing, but I guess I owe them something.
But why? Because you don't talk to them before. I mean, you don't conversate like that. You don't roll like that.
But I figured that since, you know, I said that I wouldn't speak on you, but don't speak on me and mine, but then you still speaking on me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And as the old saying goes, you knocking on the devil's door, somebody's bound to answer. And some people been waiting for knocking.
So you think that they need to hear you talk right now? Do you think that they want to hear you talk?
I think that some people think that other people think that they need candy to bring everything down.
Not candy red, right?
Oh, I don't know the things. Is it like shark?
What do you think about that, my brother?
I just got one question. Is it fluffy like cotton candy?
It all depends on when it was given and who was given. Let me tell you something. Some people get it and some people don't. Other people need other people to help them get what they got.
That's
bad. You'll be thankful that those helped them get what they got. Cause they was whining and complaining and crying to get it. Cause they was whining and complaining when they lost what they had. With those who was on the passenger side, you've seen them when they lost it. But then again, that don't rhyme, so who the fuck knows, you know what I'm saying?
So, what
I was about to say was, my dad told me, you know, if the grass is green, it ain't green on the other side. And you know you ain't put your name in the right space. That means you ain't got no farm. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Keep going.
What I was going to say is, your dad told you grass is green on the side. That's why you go cut the lawn.
Yeah, but you can't cut the lawn if it ain't yours.
No, because that's simping. Not
pimping. That is simping.
Real pimping is. Crossing the borders without a green card.
Yeah, exactly.
Without crossing the borders, because you are already a citizen. And other people call it and saying, hey man, cheating. And not checking the niggas in that parking lot.
I don't know, but
some people know about other people's secrets that other people don't want to talk about. Some people need to stop talking.
So
I don't know nothing about it.
All I'm gonna say is, some people come across the border to get that old nag that he was riding on. You gotta say it like Samuel Jackson said it.
Nope. That's fucked up. Cause some people say that, those you thought was close to you was asking the other motherfuckers like, I just don't see why that horse was in the stable.
Exactly.
Well, some horses that be in the stable, the stallion, Mustang.
Got it.
And
Elmer's?
Lying that old nag. That's what the fuck that was.
I thought it was Elmer's. That's something you can take it to the glue factory. Oh,
but you know the thing about it, so we gonna actually sit here and we gonna shift it to the left for a second. What do you guys think about that thing going All Star? Basketball, NBA, garbage that we seen.
I'm not gonna lie. I watched, what's his name? Halliburton.
Yeah.
I watched Homeboy hit five threes.
Yeah.
And should have got the MVP.
But why?
Hometown, he was hot. Feed Homeboy the ball. Everybody else played defense. If he stopped cooking, then he stopped cooking.
That's you were wrong. It's an All-Star game. They don't play defense. There was a total of two fouls called in that whole game.
That's what I'm saying.
If technically back in the day,
the fucking defense. Stop them.
If that's the home team or whatever, you the player or whatever, they keep feeding you the ball. You take shots. You know what I'm saying? You do the heat check, all that stuff. But Dame Dollar was the one that was hot. He's shooting from,
Yeah, but Halliburton was hot first.
No. So my question is, my man scored 50 points. Towns, he scored 50 points. So, I mean, he scored 50 points now. He scored 50. Am I right or wrong? So, if we doing it off a point score, he should have been the MVP.
I guess because he didn't beat the record.
But think about it for a second, man. He went off. Right. You know what I'm saying? So think about it for a second. So think about it for a second. Not just like Jameis Winston. He did his first, he was holding this kid, a kid, while he was giving a testimony in church. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you saw that? So, will you listen to Jameis Winston? Or will you listen to Dame Dollar?
I'm just Dame Dollar because Dame Dollar mixtape be hit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm listening to Dame Dollar.
You gonna listen to Dame Dollar?
I'm listening to Dame Dollar all day.
I'm not gonna listen to Dame Dollar. You know why? His album is good. You know why I'm not gonna listen to Dame Dollar?
Because like, right?
Because. I'm gonna listen to Dango Jameis Winston. You know why?
Yeah.
Because Jameis Winston sat there. He was actually talking from the heart. He's talking from the heart. Dame Dollar actually Jameis Winston don't have the kind of money that Dame Dollar have. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's an NBA player and all that stuff like that. Dame Dollar, he can actually cut off from his wife or. And all this stuff like that. I don't know if I'm saying this right because I don't want to actually get scrutinized for it. But you know what I mean, for Jameis Winston and all this stuff like that. By me looking in, his conversation to the people was like motivation. You know what I mean? Well, when you hear him on the football field and all this stuff like that, even when he was with Tampa, he was motivating the guys and all this stuff like that. So I rock with him. I don't know now. Like when you listen to him and he play, it's totally different. Yeah. But he get me hyped. Yeah. Dame, what are you gonna do? Do a rap? Are you gonna do a rap? He gonna do a rap to motivate me?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm Dame Dollar.
No, he can do it. Don't say Dame Dollar like that. Don't do that.
No, I'm just saying in general. I mean, think about it for a second. So for me looking in, how can he motivate me when I'm a dang on when I'm a person that looking for motivation and all that stuff like that, but then I got to motivate who Dangon got his kid and he got a mic in church and he talking about
hit different baby. Let me tell you something. You listen to Dame Dollar, you may be just, that shit will make you want to take a bat to a truck.
What truck? I mean, it's a different car. It's a bunch of trucks out here. It's Ford, Chevy, it's GMC. So what kind of truck?
I'm saying just talking.
I mean, cars. I mean, you get what I'm saying? He said a back of the truck.
I said a back of a truck. I just said a truck.
So I'm jumping the back of the truck because Dave Dollar said,
Nah. You just vibing and then you just grab the bat and just hit the truck or TV. I don't know. It depends on what you feel. It's Dame Dollar hits, baby. Is what I'm saying.
So. What you're telling me,
he
motivates you. So when you jump in your car tonight, when you jump in your car tonight, you gonna listen to some Dame Dollar.
Yes.
Okay. So,
am I the only one with Dame Dollar in the playlist?
Yeah, I don't have Dame Dollar.
What? Y'all don't even Dame Dollar.
I mean, but I like Dame. But I don't have
wow. Come on.
You gotta think about it. My playlist is gonna be 90s. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything.
Yeah, but then he give you the feel though. He get the box.
So tell me one song from Dean Bell.
I'm not gonna lie, dang it, I can't do it.
So you got
my memory bank is it runs in the family, it's Alzheimer's. It runs in the family. I don't have it personally, but you know what I'm saying? I feel it coursing through my veins. A lot of people like to lie. I just feel like I just like let it roll through, see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Wow. You got Spider-Man. Then you got, what's the other nigga? The black shit. Was it Venom?
Yeah. Black Panther.
Yeah, that nigga too. All three of them. Who knows? They can collab. Called WCW about? Night of Champions. Who knows?
See, you on some Hulk Hogan stuff right now.
That's what they do, you know what I'm saying? They are some straight 80s coked out wrestlers. I'm just saying, just if you're not listening to the AIM dog.
So, I mean, like, so the stuff that him and
Shaq. I pray for everybody.
So, think about it. So if you think about what him, Shaq, and Meek,
yeah,
Meek Mills and Rick Rose, they had put out. Now that was smashing. That song and that
I can't name none of that shit either, but I like it though.
But what I'm saying is that would you follow Dame Dollar? Mm-hmm. And I mean, so for me personally, after hearing what Jamie Winston said, I mean, like. He's a motivator, even when he was at Florida State.
You know why you like him?
Why?
He steals snow crabs, and you like seafood. I mean, like, what are we talking about?
Well,
I'm not judging nobody.
I love seafood, but...
Case in point.
Where you stole snow crab from?
I'm guessing it was snow crabs. I don't remember. What did he take?
So he had a pocket full of snow crabs.
It was seafood. I don't eat it, so I don't know. What's a snow crab? What did he take? We didn't Google search this, so I don't know. No, I can't remember that. What the fuck did he take?
He took some stuff. He took some stuff. I know that when he was at Florida State, he took some stuff. You know what I mean? He didn't need that NIL deal.
Wasn't the, What did he take? Winston. I could have sworn it was like snow crab. They was like wrapped up like a fucking burrito or some shit. I can't remember.
When he took them crab legs?
Yeah.
Crab legs.
So he took some crab legs.
Yeah, my bad. I said snow crab.
Well, he was eating them. Yeah, snow crab legs. He was eating them and he wasn't.
Damn. There he is. Eating them out the door. So you had to eat them because them ones was wrapped up like burritos. Yo. You had to bite them bitches out. Dope. You got to get it any way you can. You got to get it any way you can take it. Some of them don't want to give it to you. 60, 90 days out, like a goddamn payment plan. Who knows, huh?
So I mean, I'm gonna have to actually like revert it for a second.
I only stole. I don't see you, so I don't know.
I can't listen to him if he's stealing crab legs.
That was his past, though.
I'm just saying. I mean, he motivated me. I mean, what he was saying is like, come on, God, blah, 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 man. Blah. Like, listen to his spiel motivate me. You know what I'm saying? But when Dame Dollar, have you ever seen Dame Dollar motivate anybody? Other than
the Trailblazers. No. Motivated them.
So I'm talking about Milwaukee. Can you pull that up right now and you can share with us?
He's second.
He's second to what?
To Giannis. I mean, Giannis run it, so he's second to Giannis. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all not saying nothing? Y'all know he number two to Giannis. That's
He is. Yeah, I agree. Thank you. He is number two to Giannis.
Why is y'all looking at me like y'all just waiting for me to just say something wild? Something
you gotta
like
remember
that?
Now.
Because you was about to.
You gotta remember, Giannis got his other.
I'm the only tame motherfucker between the three of us.
Giannis got his other.
Huh?
Real quick.
Yeah.
check the group chat.
Okay.
I just sent something in the group chat. When you see that someone might be going live on TikTok, you run to see what it is they're doing.
What's the top one, though?
You know what? I'm thinking that's a
look at the top one.
That's a spy. That's a spy.
The top one?
Yeah.
The first one?
First one is a spy.
No, look at the name of the person.
Exactly. Look at the picture
of the person wearing.
Look at the picture of the person, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It's a spy, like I'm not gonna understand who that is. That is the second time I've seen that. That first one, that's the second time I've seen that. They started following us on TikTok.
Man, this is crazy, yo.
But so you know, it'll show up. It'll show up like we're gonna go live on TikTok. And it's funny because they ran to TikTok. They ran to the page to see.
Nobody care about that. Let me tell you something. We are less than, and you know, nobody cares.
We're miles ahead.
No, we're not. We not.
Yeah.
No.
Anybody go on Facebook and say that they went to
You mean a graveyard?
Say they in the broadcasting. I can put that in mine too.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But you know, the thing about it is that, like, I look at it like this too, man. Like, people got to keep people entertained.
True.
You know, so the older we become, it's like if we got five or two or three people to entertain, and who gonna believe that? People believe the entertaining part. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I was younger, I mean, my grandmama, God bless her, dead, used to always say, quiet soldiers never talk. Because people want to know what the quiet soldier's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you actually honestly get that quiet soldier to actually talk, they don't want to hear it.
Because
mm-hmm. Now you invited that situation. You open that Pandora box. You want mm-hmm. that person to come out. Yeah. So now when you got that person, then you the victim now. Mm-hmm. So people got to be very careful on actually playing, like when they want to actually like invite somebody to something, and when that person come and all this stuff like that, just be careful, man. Just be careful, because you might have something and you never ever know what that person might have. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people actually sit there and say, hey, I got this, I got that. Man, trust me. The person who you invite into a cat fight, they might have the exact same thing. So be careful who you ask to come to a cat fight or dog fight or whatever fight you want them to come to. And all this stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I just think it's funny. Because
everybody won't smoke until cancer finally calls.
Well, guess what? So people got to be very careful when they say that, like, I got something for you. So something for you is like guns, knife. They might have concealed. Some other people got some concealed stuff too. You know what I'm saying?
Watch.
Yeah. But people got to be very careful, because whatever anybody want to actually say, car wash and all this stuff like that, meet them somewhere and all this stuff like that, they got to be very careful, because people do have concealed stuff too. You know what I mean? So, like, when people don't understand that other people got what they got,
mm-hmm.
they got to actually lighten the load a little.
Yeah. Everybody got armor all, man.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, man. Look.
Magic don't stop it. AutoZone.
Let me tell you this, man. I'm going to tell you this, man. You ever heard the place about Dixie Donuts? You ever heard of Dixie Donuts before? Dixie Donuts is a place that sells nothing but donuts.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it in seven different kind of way. But what Dixie Donuts forgot to tell the people is that they donuts was frozen. And when you got frozen donuts and you got frozen people and you got frozen people to actually sit there and say things that is not true, guess what? It becomes a lie. You know what I mean? So yeah. Guess what Dixie Donuts end up doing? They had to actually admit to the fact that they didn't have fresh donuts. And that's what a liar do.
Yeah.
It penetrates you. Oh, not penetrate. Oh, I said the wrong word. I said the wrong word. It don't penetrate you.
Wow.
But it actually make you, like, you know, tell more and more, you know, truthful things and all that stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm glad that I don't know nobody that had Dixie Donuts before, you know?
I mean, that's too much sugar. It'll put you in a coma. Mint candy. What? What?
Let me tell you something.
What?
You want to know what's better than the content that they got, that he got going on over there? With Matt McClung winning his second dunk contest.
Listen.
Carry on. Seemed like I had lost words when I said that.
No, I was thinking about what Bobby Brown said a long time ago when he came out with that song, Don't Be Crude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he hit them back with, is my prerogative?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, man, we ain't being crude. We just sitting up here. We just having fun.
Yeah.
That's the most important part of, like, the podcast is for us to actually have fun. And we sit here and we relate to things that's going on, but we also relate to things that's going on personally. I mean, like, whatever is going on in our life, you know what I'm saying? And we do have topics. We do have situations. We do have, you know, things that come toward us. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand that, you know, life is fun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you just take it with a grain of salt. I mean, people come towards you. You just continue on doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a quiet soldier is the best soldier to have on your team.
Yeah. True. And it's like, I guess one thing is like, you know what? When people say, hey, you will be left alone as long as you and those that did what they did stop talking. But then they continue to talk and they feel like nobody's listening, nobody can hear it. But then they forget that stuff is recorded and the person or people that they talk about like to listen to things like that, and they go back and listen to every episode of what was said.
So think about it. And so think about it, brother. When you put anything, I need people to understand this. Anything that you put in the air, it cannot come back. It cannot come back. So anything that you poof up in the air, that's your word. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you poof up something in the earth, I mean, if you sit here, like when we on this live episode right now, so if you poof something up and all that stuff like that, and you said something and you want to dang go and bring it back, you can't bring it back because you don't put it out there.
True.
You don't put that out there. So you don't control the whole narrative, the whole situation. You cannot move the goalposts. You cannot.
Yeah. It's like it's, is it one of those things where, like,
I gotta step away for a minute, guys. I'll be right back.
Is it one of those things where, like, you don't realize that sometimes the talking rise above you?
Well,
and it's like a snowball effect.
So like I think of it like this. A lot of people, are they hurt in the inside. I mean, so you think about it, a lot of people will actually change a lot of narrative and actually switch it towards somebody else because of something that they've been dealing with when they were younger, you know what I'm saying? Or when they were older, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of us, we actually sit there and we shift the whole goalpost someplace else when we need to concentrate on ourselves before we actually have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? So I should not have a conversation with you about anything until I deal with myself first. You know what I'm saying? So when I deal with myself first and all that stuff like that, I'm able to have that conversation. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't deal with myself first, then that's when I actually sit there and I actually not control the goalpost, but I actually move the goalpost in a different direction. And that's when the lies start telling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But once you actually sit there and you can control your narrative before anything else, then that's when you have that platform and everybody start believing you. You know what I'm saying? But when you have people that sit out there and they spit fires and all that stuff like that, and they don't tell the truth about certain situations, then all of a sudden, then they actually like pinpoint them down, because now you get, once you tell a lie, you got to continue that lie. And that lie have to actually continue on being the same thing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that people don't understand that. Like, so I'm the type of person like this. I don't spit fire because I have to keep that fire out. But I spit the truth. You know what I'm saying? I stand on business. You know what I'm saying? I don't entertain no other stuff than the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, too old to backtrack, but I'm old enough to actually get myself together in a perfect situation to actually control what I need to control. And that's the narrative of the situation, you know?
So what do you do when people say, hey, it's the other person that's lying and you are falling for it? But what they don't realize is, you never told that other person anything.
Yeah.
And you may have told person A the beginning. Person B may got the end. And person C may got the middle of the story.
Yeah.
But somehow, the person that you told nothing to knew the whole story. But then nobody will take the accountability of not being able to stand up and admit that they was doing too much talking and take the ownership or they fuck up.
So you got to remember, in this life that we live and all that stuff like that, you will actually have people that don't tell the truth on stuff. You know what I'm saying? We all now grew up around people that actually like transgress into a certain situation, you know what I mean? And what I mean by that is that once a person actually entitled themselves to actually sit there and use a certain platform to actually, or a certain individual, or a certain dialect to actually be able to actually control their narrative, what they do is that they, once they start believing in what they actually trying to actually say, a lot of other people believe into it, you know what I mean? So when we sit back and when you sit back and all that stuff like that, you can't control what a person actually going to sit there and say. You know what I mean? But if you know in your heart, and then 9 times out of 10, the person who is around them, they know.
Yeah.
They know because, I mean, there's no way that you allow a certain individual to say the same thing over and over without it being a lie. You know what I'm saying? Because some people who transgress inside their lie, they start believing it. So it's like, what do you call that word when they, there's a what? What do you call it? We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. So there, I was getting ready to say, but it's another word. It's another term for the people who actually think that they lies are the truth and all this stuff like that. And I, Lord knows, man, if I stumble upon myself and I stumble upon a lie, I want to correct myself. You know what I'm saying? I want to correct the situation. I don't want it to actually be like, hey, I said this, G-Man said this, and all this stuff like that, and all this stuff like that. If I lie about something, I lie about it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people, they feed into the lie, and that's their narrative. That's their conversation and all this stuff like that. So we allow them to do that. And once we allow people to actually do that, we entertain the situation. So once we start entertaining the situation and all this stuff like that, the lie it's increasing a lot. So that's when the person actually, they keep going on and on and on because we entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to pump the brakes and say, hey, man, you know you're telling a lie. Give me some facts.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some truth. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you do when you say, hey, I'm gonna let you live. Don't say nothing.
Yeah.
But then they continue to say something, but they don't think that you hear it. And you just been stacking it and stacking it and stacking it. And well, but then you see that they have not knocked on that devil's door just yet. They've been using other puppets. Other puppets. Maybe one, two, three, who knows, but maybe one or two other puppets. And then finally you see them stepping in front because they feel comfortable. And then the whole time you in the house like, I've been waiting for you.
So you got to remember too, man.
Nah.
So in Pandora box.
Yeah.
And in Pandora box is that, like, once again, I said
and
that
was ready to open so the door.
So it's three of us on that wheel. So we three on this phone. I mean, we three like doing this podcast together and all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right. So a couple weeks ago, you know, like I said that Gerard said something and Gerard mm-hmm. corrected me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He corrected me because he didn't say something that was on a podcast or something that he said prior to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did I get mad? Did I get upset? No. He corrected the situation and all that stuff like that. And that's how the way you got to be towards people. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? People in general, like, I shouldn't, like, if I get mad, then that means that I'm actually holding something against him. But he said I didn't say that mm-hmm. like that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, you didn't say it like that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of other people, we sit there and we be conversation inside a room. And we don't correct the whole situation when we know that it's a lie. You know what I'm saying? We can't actually leave the table and then go to somebody else and say, man, you know, this brother here said something wrong and all this stuff like that without correcting the situation like then. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So why walk away from the situation when you can actually correct the situation right there? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, I was saying something about, I think it was dealing with, I said he wrote a postcard to his wife. He didn't write a postcard to his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, did I get mad? I didn't get mad because he actually sat there and confronted the situation and said that the situation was that I didn't say that. You know what I mean? So a lot of other people need to actually be able to understand when a lie come across them and all this stuff like that. You need to be able to actually sit there, not entertain it. Explain, like, hey, man, you know you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you let that lie keep going on and you sit there and you be a part of it, guess what? You're a part of the lie.
Yeah.
You're a part of the lie. I mean, so when the fire come out and all this stuff like that, we all got to be very careful because we can't get mad when someone come and say, hey, man, you were a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for me personally, I look at it like I don't too much deal with people who like telling lies and all this stuff like that and keep going on. I'm the type of person I actually like. I'd rather not entertain it. I don't want to entertain it. I don't want to know. But if you got something to say about G-Man, hey, you know me. I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't want to entertain none of the stuff, or you don't want to. None of the information that comes out, none of the problem that comes with G-Man, then don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Don't say nothing because if I hear anything, then I have to actually respond.
But your name wasn't said though.
But I don't.
I mean, hypothetically speaking.
So if my name not said, then I can't respond. Because then it's like, so at the end of the day, I can't respond to something that, like, if you saying the other person or this person or that person and all this stuff, like, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, what if the person said your name without saying your name?
Then.
Because it's like, I need to know the situation.
But I know.
So the person speaking on the situation, but they hiding behind the fact that.
Well, I just need to know.
I mean,
well, just go ahead and say the name. I mean, so if you think about it, like, why not we just go ahead and be man and all that stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? So if you, so if you're going to say somebody, if you're going to go ahead and say the other person or the other man or the other this and all that stuff like that, just go ahead and say the person name. You know what I'm saying? Cause and the best part about it is that now that person got you got my attention because you say my name.
But can you see it if I say it on social media without you saying it?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh.
If you ain't calling my name, then I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like that. But if you call my name, then okay. So yeah, I mean, if you got conceal, I got conceal.
No, but I'm saying, but what if I'm saying to other people that I said your name, but you didn't see me saying your name because I know that you can't see it.
So
in these other spaces.
So a lot of people hide behind that. Did you hear me say that? You listen to that person. That other person want to stop the problem. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember how to way this actually like work. You know what I'm saying? People will actually say, "I'm gonna say your name. You heard me. You listen to this. You blah blah blah." The other person want to stop that. Whoever told you that, I didn't say this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me? So that's the defense mechanism for most people, you know what I'm saying? So how the way I look at it like this is that I don't have a problem with anybody. You know, the whole narrative of this conversation that we having is that lies are going to be told on each and every single one of us that's in this podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But until you hear names and all this stuff like that, if you gonna put names to the person, just say the person's name. Just say, "Hey man, G man, blah 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 blah. Hey bro, blah blah blah." G, I mean, like, but this don't go around dang on, you know, you sitting over in a whole dang on kennel and all the stuff like that. You trying to dang on, you know what I mean? I hate when people do that and all the stuff like that. And I'll say this, and I'll keep it 1,000. I don't have a problem with nobody. But at the end of the day, when you bring my name a part of a conversation when I don't even need to be a part of a conversation, then you got my attention and all that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, everybody got conceal now.
No, you're not talking about that.
No, I'm just saying everybody got conceal. No. You got one, I got one. So everybody got conceal now. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know. No, I'm just saying in general, because a lot of people don't know.
If you know people that know people, they know how to use their hands.
But
so nobody would just.
But I'm just saying, I love hands. I love hand-hand contact. You know that.
A lot of people say they love hands.
I mean,
when somebody else say that, that's when they go to the other thing.
No, but a lot of people know I love hands. But I got Casillo, and it's good to have Casillo. You know what I'm saying? But if anybody want to do hand-to-hand, I love hand-to-hand. I love hand-to-hand contact. You know what I'm saying? I'm not bragging or none of that stuff. Like, I just love doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? We put that thing down for a little bit. You can put Joe's down. I put mine down. And we can have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You put up 5. I put up 5. And we can come up. We can figure out who can come up with 0.
Yeah. We just keep staying on stock of the bay.
Yeah.
Stand on the dock of the bay.
Just go ahead and stand on business. That's all. And that's how the way I look at it. We got to stand on business when it comes down to. It shouldn't be no added pressure to anybody who actually sit there and entertain anything that not needed to be entertained. Let me just go ahead and say that.
Yeah, I think I agree with you that.
I don't entertain it. I don't want to entertain it. I don't want
to. That's the question I think. Like, is it?
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
For me personally, I don't want to hear it. You know why I don't hear it? Because it get me bawling in the inside, and that's why I don't want to entertain it.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it is that I think that it burns more and people knowing that the people that you consistently talk about for years and years haven't thought twice about you.
Yeah.
So matter of fact, the people in your life haven't thought twice about you. Probably
I'm
because
not a soldier, man.
You don't matter in their life.
Yeah.
So your life doesn't matter. I think that's the biggest thing that hurts more. It burns you deep. That's that real ether that Nas was talking about. Is knowing that you've added no value to this life.
Yeah. So.
And those around you.
So think about it. I mean, so when the garbage man come and pick up trash, right? What does he do? When he dumped the trash, right?
Yeah, he dropped.
So what's inside the trash? I mean,
the juice.
Okay, so
the maintenance.
All right, so that okay. So when you dump off trash, you definitely have a little bit remaining left, yeah. Right? We have a little bit.
Yeah,
that's how people are. Sure. Think about it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, ain't but so much you can dump off of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You, I mean, like if you think about it, you can't. You give them a whole bin. But it's a little bit of juice that's left over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we got to, I mean, so if you think about people, how the way they actually try to control the whole narrative of the stuff, there's some juice in there.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it's up to us as individuals. Like we sit there, we allow people to come inside our mind. You know what I'm saying? We allow people to rent the space.
Mm-hmm.
We can't allow that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me personally, I don't allow people to do that because like I told you before, I'll get upset. I don't like getting upset. I don't like going 100. You know me, I go 100. I mean, you don't see me in action a lot of time.
Yeah.
You don't see me in the grocery stores. You don't see me in convenience stores. You know what I'm saying? You don't see me at thing on.
Never seen you in a car wash or Home Depot.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see me that. You don't see me doing. But you got pictures.
I forgot about that. I do have pictures. It depends on the angles that you took them at, though.
Yes, we do. We do.
All I'm saying is, I feel
y'all
like...
Y'all surprised by the hand clap?
Oh. No. That was time perfect. Oh. I'm just saying that I just don't understand some of the things that people say and do, and just the fact of nobody care about you. Nobody's thinking about you. You're like the gum that's on the bottom of the desk that was put there in 1978, and I just got there in 1997. I didn't know you were there. I fell asleep, my hands slid to the side, and I was just like, what is this thick shit that's there? Nobody care about you. But sometimes what people fail to realize is you get comfortable. And you forget that you was blessed with people not saying anything and lying dormant. And now, some people will literally go back and listen to everything that was said.
That's what I was telling you earlier.
Yeah.
Is that so people don't understand, is when you spit out fire, It could be anything from 10 years ago.
And
somebody already heard what you said 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You cannot be the victim because you spit it out. You know what I'm saying? But how can you be the victim when you spit that out 10 years ago or 5 years ago?
Good thing about it. People like being the rapist. And turn around and saying, I didn't make you put that dress on.
But think about it. I'm not going to sit here on this platform that we have right now.
That's what people do.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going to sit here on this platform right now that we have, us three have, and say anything that's going to be a lie. Because then we sit here and we spit it out.
You know why? Because you get comfortable.
But we can't be comfortable. Because somebody's going to correct the situation.
Yeah, but think about it. If you are comfortable within your surrounding outside of the podcast.
So, but think about it now.
Triples in.
So who's comfortable around it?
The who's other suckers. I mean, the other people around.
So who allowing that, though? The people that, who's hanging around the individual?
Oh, individuals? Could be.
So they allow that situation to happen without correcting it.
Probably because they could feel that way, or they could feel that there is nothing that they could say because they've also said too much damaging things that the other person may know. But what they forgot is the person that they don't talk to that much know more than the other person. And the person that they don't talk to know more about everything that hasn't been around them in so long. But they know nothing about that person in those gap of years. Funny how life works out. Lord, be Lord.
So this is the thing that make me think about it. So in life in general, life will actually like give you opportunity to correct every single thing that you got.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't stand on nothing else, you should stand on business. You should not stand on, you should, no, nobody should never ever, if me and you sitting here like tonight and we having a transparent conversation and all this stuff like that, I know for a fact you would tell me if I'm wrong, because we done been hanging out for a long period of time. We don't know one another. You know what I'm saying? So I know for a fact, like when I was telling you a situation, you say, hey, no, pump the brakes on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to do something. And you said, pump the brakes on that. That's when you give me the transparent conversation on that. You know what I mean? But a lot of other people, they hear it and they allow it. So guess what? Like, once again, every single individual who hear a conversation that don't correct a situation, they're part of the problem. They entertain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's like 10 of them, guess what? All 10 of you guys.
Yeah.
You're right. Are part of the guy that spit that fire.
Okay, exactly. My next question. So if it's 10 of them, but let's say it's one of them doing the talking, do the other 9 catch the back end?
I'm glad you said that, because the other 9 need to catch the back end of it because they allowed without correcting the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so like we entertaining this conversation right here, which is a good conversation. I hate that we have, our first episode to be about transparency, but it need to happen because we allow transparency not to be transparency no more. We allow it to be like, a lie. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting up here, and we talking and all this stuff like that. It's not transparency. If I'm sit there and I'm a lie about, what I have in my house or my car that I'm driving, my size and all that stuff like that.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
And, you know, if I'm looking a certain type of way.
My teeth.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, what?
So I'm.
You broke teeth. Up.
Yeah. So I mean, like, so I mean, why AI yourself then and pit it in a different situation if it's not the truth? You know what I'm saying? So how can you believe somebody who AI themselves? How can you believe somebody who not telling truth about themselves, but they trying to tell the truth about you?
Because it's different. That's what everybody doing.
You see what I'm saying, Gerard? I mean, like, if a person sitting there and telling you about somebody else, but not telling you about themselves, and they got flaws and all that stuff like that. How can you believe that?
Could it be that they are telling the truth because within themselves, it is self-hate?
Hate on what?
themselves.
Hate on what, though?
They hate themselves.
Why they hate themselves? I mean, that's the
body. They hate the way they look.
They wake up every single morning in that same body.
But they hate it, though.
But how can you hate yourself if you can sit up there and you can tell a lie about somebody else?
Because you got to lie about yourself to mask what you hate about you. I can mask what I hate about me while I can still tell the truth about what I hate about you. It makes me feel better.
It makes me feel good.
Within me, even though my soil is damaged, I can never bear fruit. But you will never know that if you are not in my fields.
So think about
because
it.
Because because if I won't allow you in my fields, you don't know how bad my soul is.
But you're the foundation of yourself. You are the foundation of yourself.
But guess what?
So by you being the foundation of self, you build your own self. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if you think about it and all stuff like that, when you look down and your ankles start hurting, you are the foundation of yourself. Cause you actually bought the wrong shoes. And if your head start hurting and all the stuff like that, you know for a fact that you're the foundation of because your eyes are because of what you eat, because you're dealing with something because your family issue and all this stuff like that. You are a foundation of yourself. You know what I'm saying? So think about it now. Before you say anything, I need you to think about this right here.
Yeah.
A foundation is a, like, if you know for a fact, and with whatever your business, your family, and you and Gerard family based on, that's the foundation of yourself.
Yeah, but guess what, though? I know this foundation. You, as the outside seller, you don't know what you're buying within this house.
No, but I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
But I'm saying, but
if you want, but then if I want to blind sell this house that I hate so much, if you are in a rush, as a new buyer, you and your wife, y'all are new buyers. Y'all just in this rush to get this house. You're not going to do your due diligence to find out about the termites that's down in the basement.
No, what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying, but think about it though. In a sense, it's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm agreeing with you. As in the self-hate within me.
Yeah.
That I'm not liking what's here.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah.
To the outside
world. So I get what you're saying. So you're saying that.
I'm selling it to the outside people that don't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what's here. But guess what I can do in these spaces when I'm in social media?
Yeah.
I can sell you the world.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, like a troubling situation is like.
Because you're going to sit there.
So that's what I was going to say. A troubling situation is because most people are by a situation.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't have no concrete information on it. You know what I'm saying? So when I think about a troubling situation and all that stuff like that, like your foundation has to be the foundation that you build off. A lot of people, like a lot of people don't build off a foundation when it comes down to the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So think about it now. And I keep going back on, once you tell a lie, about anything, you gotta keep on.
Yeah.
Keep on. And guess what? One lie turned to another. And another lie. So guess what? Now you done build that foundation to a point that now it's a house.
That's right.
Guess what? And then how the heck you can actually take that to your kids?
You can't. It's bad soil. And that's what I'm saying. I'm rolling with you. We on the same page. We just, you taking the stance of those that tell the truth, that stand on the foundation of this is what you get.
Yeah.
And then you have the other side, which I'm taking, which is the, I got bad soil.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm looking for that hopeful bad buyer.
Yeah.
They're not going to do their due diligence.
Yeah.
To find out what the truth is. They're not going to listen. They're not going to use what God has given you.
Yeah.
And figure out.
But people should, but I'm just saying for a second, that is like I said, I talk about Gerard, talk about you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, at this point of the show, I am the petty podcaster.
But I'm just saying in general, like I went around the world with us and all the stuff like that, and I honestly think that we have that relationship to actually correct one another in a situation without us actually taking it to another level. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with me personally, like I stand, like I said again, I stand on business, but I also stand on truth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the truth of the matter and all this stuff like that, and what I'm gonna actually go all the way around the world, is that a person who show you who they are the first time you meet them, mm-hmm. that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? When I met you, that's who I know. When I met Gerard, that's who I know.
Oh, you didn't. I was scissoring bitches when we met.
Wow.
How bad.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just saying when I stand on business, I stand on that. I don't stand on, like, people like, oh, Lord, what the heck you got going on? You over here Daisy Duking, man. Oh, Lord.
But serious though, this is a good conversation because it's like, you see the fundamental of what people.
The basic fundamental now.
Of how people ship.
No, think about it. You said fundamental, but you got to say the basic because everybody's human. So you got to make sure that you.
Yeah. Also,
you have to actually.
Some people on different spectrums.
Yeah. There you go.
And, you know, so it's like.
Well,
you know,
this is where I'm too glad.
My bad. To
And now I'm the petty podcaster.
Oh shit!
Okay, this is where I am right now.
Oh, we got a message.
I am cool. You know what I'm saying? It's like for the most part, I try not to let stuff get to me. But I feel like I know in the heat of battle, there are casualties. But I also feel like certain people are off limits. And I didn't entertain it on stereo, and I really wasn't going to entertain it on this platform either, but I have to, as I'm sitting here drinking wine and contemplating on the bullshit that was said about my son or about his mom.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you. Corey Hood is a piece of shit. We can tap dance around who we talking about. But at this point, I'm over it. So I'm going to say what I need to say in this last few minutes of the show. I didn't come for your daughter. I could have. I didn't. I could have put out what was said. Entrapment. I didn't. But I just feel like because we let a person get away with a lie, and I did it. I did it for five seasons. Five whole seasons. I let him get away with it. I think the breaking point was when he came for my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that was said. You know what I'm saying? So
think about it. Not to cut you off, but think about it. You don't have to say none of the stuff that he said, but guess what? The best part about it is that you were able to actually have that conversation with your brother and the most important person in out of all of this is your mom. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the conversation that needed to be had. You didn't sit there and you didn't have to say anything other than you standing on what you believe on, you know, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, transparent conversation. Hey, look, I love you for that, man. You know what I mean? Because you got out. But you can go ahead. My bad.
But you're right. But like I said, I knew eventually I was going to get into this podcast with, you know, with you and Ro, And I was like, I didn't want anything that was said to follow me.
Yeah. I'm
a part of it, and I wasn't. So at the end of the day, you know, I made the best decision for me.
Exactly.
I think it was to come for the people that's closest to me. I think that was a trash move. I have no respect to anybody that does that. I feel like I said, in the heat of battle, I guess I don't really don't think it was a battle. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Things were said. You go your way, I go mine. I didn't think it was that serious, but obviously it was. And when you bring in other people, or you take a conversation and you flip it, I think that's what it was for me. The flip of a conversation. And now you're creating, like you said earlier, the narrative. You're creating a narrative. And I think that was the biggest issue that I had of the situation. My thing is, if you're coming for me, come for me. You know what I'm saying? Don't come for, you know, anybody that's around me. And that's the thing. I haven't said anything. Still been saying stuff. Stuff is still being brought to me. And I've heard stuff. And I'm like, at the end of the day, why?
Yeah.
It's as serious.
Yeah.
You look like a jilted girlfriend. That's what you, that's exactly what you're talking about. And I don't understand why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the lies you tell will come back for you.
Eventually. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the problem that I have. Everything that you have said or that this person said or whatever is on audio, on stereo. So I don't understand.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing, like, the most important thing, like somebody told me a couple of weeks ago, they said, like, when you spit out fire and you do it on a platform, a lot of people listen. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might not listen today, this year, but guess what? Somebody gonna listen to something and they can correct the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when we sit up there and all that stuff like that, and at the end of the day, we all done been a part of a conversation that not even that just that guy had and all this stuff like that, that you were talking about and all this stuff. We done been, I mean, when we were younger, you know what I'm saying? Or when we got older, dealing with work and all that stuff like that, we done been part of a conversation that not even been true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, man, I'm telling you right now, when you stand on business, and you just let the other little stuff go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man. So once again, man, this is one of the best conversations to have, but we hate to actually dip and dive.
Y'all on the road stereo? Cause I'm down.
And whatnot. But the fun part about it, it was
stereo.
It was a bunch of transparent conversation that was going on that needed to happen and all the stuff like that. And my name is G-Man.
I'm Ro. Cole Colgan. Tell me, Jane.
Gerard.
And once again, we want to thank you guys for listening to Run and Tell That. Peace.
Here. All right.